And now, how to tie it all together to make TA work for you.
Two things going on all the time. Now, you're going to notice as we start to work from now on the selling system that you've got to be very sensitive to where the guy's coming from. He's either going to be coming from his adult, doing some intellectual work, and then we'll talk about what to do there. But you've really got to have your antenna up when he moves from adult to little person. Are you okay with that? When he moves to little person, you automatically have to go and get your nurturing parent, put him back together again with a Band-Aid, and move him back to this part. Does that make any sense? What's it look like? Help, come on. First, can't make sense for everybody. I'm moving too fast right now. What's that look like? All right, listen. Here's the rule. When the prospect is in pain, move to nurturing parent. And here's what that looks like. Put that plug into the tape machine, the one that gives the one-liners. Watch, we'll play. You and I will play. Okay, ready? Your mother wears army boots. Just play out. What?
So does yours.
You're upset. Now I moved. I moved out of the computer stuff. Suppose I really believed his mother wore army boots. I thought that was a nice compliment. I said, "Hey, your mother wears army boots." She said, "No, I don't wear army boots." I said, "You're upset." He says, "Go." Now I'm going to put the plug in. And tell me about that.
So I can't believe you said that.
Come on. Why?
I don't want to talk about it.
It's okay to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
You're upset with me. Okay. And why don't you share with me why you're upset? And you just keep doing that until he gets rid of all his garbage. Until he gets rid of all his tapes. What happened? What happened? That's a good one. What? Share it.
Jim said to me, "You see what we have to put up with?"
You okay with that? All right. So in other words, now what you do is you get it all out, and then you say, "Can you be okay now?" Can you be okay with me now?
Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah. Okay. And then you move back to what you were selling. But in a selling situation, what?
It starts all over again.
Oh, no, don't say army boots again.
I thought you were selling army boots.
I thought I was selling army boots. No. Sometimes it looks like that. Okay, hey, this is important. Because as you start to work in this selling system, you've got to be able to move in that little barometer in there, in that little scale. You got to know whether is this the time for me to be intellectual or am I putting Band-Aids? Now, you're going to find out that most of the time in a selling situation, you're putting Band-Aids on the other guy. You're always straightening up his backbone, patching him back up again. And you'll find yourself on many occasions in a selling situation saying, "You're upset with me." Okay, or you'll find your nurturing parent coming. Now, you're not going to feel any pressure when I do this, are you? Okay, and then you're going to give them a lot of pressure. If you get ready to know, for instance, you're going to take your customer into a pressure situation, like what would be pressure in your business? What's a pressure situation look like? What is it? What's that flat spec mean? I understand.
You've got to buy it.
Oh, okay. Now, you can do one or two things. Beautiful. It's a good example. You can shove it and say, "Ha-ha." Right? I mean, I know you wouldn't do this, right? Oh, you would do this? All right, George, let's see now who you're going to buy from, haha. Now, he ain't going to like that. Or can I say, "Now, George, we're going to getting ready to tell you something a little difficult here. And are you going to be okay when I finish telling you? And I certainly want you not to feel any pressure. Is it okay if I tell you I'm the only guy you can buy from?" Or something of that nature, right? You nurture him through it. In other words, when you sense that you're going to put the guy in pain, Nurture. 70% of your sales are going to happen through nurturing parent. You want to ask me some questions about that? You okay with it?
Well, real key would be recognizing if you're going along on the intellectual side,
yeah,
the adult side,
right,
is recognizing maybe at the point that this guy hips over.
How do you recognize that? He deteriorates on you. Starts to pack up his papers. Starts to sit back. Starts to get nervous. You can see that. His whole face starts to drop. He starts to bang his, You're right?
Okay.
But don't you know when your customer's deteriorating? What's it look like?
It's tight.
Yeah, you get the smile.
It'd be that obvious.
But you'll learn it. You'll learn it. As long as you're looking for it, you'll learn it. Yes, go.
You say
if the person is not willing to be relieved, just keep working until he does, well, what do you do when you run out of, well, my arm set with me obviously won't explain it.
I'll show you how to do that in the reversing situation.
I've got another question. I'm not so worried about that. What do you do at the end of the day after you've taken all this molotov? You got the order, but here you're walking home.
I just say that one more time because I like that one.
You're walking home.
No, before, right? The line right before that. We'll play the take back.
You got the order.
How do you do
that? What do you do?
I want you to put IR down. I'll show you how to do that. Just put right down I/R. Remember, I'm going to do that before we're finished. So, sure. What you're saying is you're taking all that garbage personally.
Oh yeah.
Not me, baby. I mean, I don't get paid enough to take people's garbage. Fair? I mean, you know, I'm a salesman. I'm not out there. See, the problem with the little person. Listen to this, hey group. Hey, that's great. I appreciate that deal. The problem with your little person now, he forgets why he's out there. I thought you went out to sell something, not to prove you were okay. Think about that. Many salesmen don't go out to sell things. They go out to prove they're okay. As human beings, not as salesmen. I got a problem. Listen. Let me tell you why we're in this business in the first place, and I would only tell it to other salesmen. Do you know, you ready, group? Don't get upset with me now. See, nurture, got it? See, I'm going to get ready to say something that's going to upset some people. So what I do is I condition everybody. Now, look, don't get upset with me. Now, it's okay if you get upset with me, but at least you're getting ready not to get upset with me. You've heard me a couple times this morning say, you don't get paid enough to take your little person out in the field to find out if he's okay. Yes, go.
Dave, are you saying that you should disassociate, or let's say that only a portion of you should be the salesman and much of your other satisfaction should not be the salesman?
Let me see what I'm saying. I'm saying when I go out to make a sales presentation, all you get is my uniform. You don't get any piece of me.
Yeah.